Blog Talk Radio.
This is Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast, episode number 52, How to Become More Productive. Welcome to Scaling Up to Eight Figures podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. Building an eight-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equipped entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an eight-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your brand, marketing, leadership, processes, networking, and funding your business. Now, let's get started. Today, I'm going to talk to you about seven keys to higher productivity, how to be more productive, and there are seven areas that I've noticed that really make the difference when you're looking at being more productive. So let's get started with the seven. I get a lot of clients that ask me how, as a single entrepreneur, before you've actually been able to hire anyone else to help you, how do you and what are the steps to being productive? Because we all know that you're working on one thing and then the phone rings, or you have a client meeting, or there's an email that's urgent. So you're actually being pulled in several different directions and you don't feel like you're getting anything done, and it's really frustrating. So one of the ways I teach my clients is to definitely have assigned days for everything. I love having focus days, productivity days, days that are considered my off days, days that I do my paperwork. Even though you may get pulled in different directions occasionally when you do that, but when you have assigned times for doing your emails, assigned times for returning phone calls, actually making sure you limit the amount of time that you're on the phone, so on and so forth, you'd be surprised how much you can get done. So the first thing you need to make sure you do is you have assigned days off, whether it's Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, but actually take out your calendar and write down that these are your days that are your actual rest days. That means no emails, no answering any business calls, no phone calls. None of those things fall in your assigned days off. Once you've penciled that down, make sure you stick with it like you do date night. I mean, it really makes a difference when you have assigned days for things that you do and you actually become more productive than when you're just racing around like a mad person trying to get everything done at one time. So setting aside days to have off is number one. The goal is to eventually get to the point where you have a month of where you can have off if you wanted to go anywhere you wanted to go and your business still functions as if you were there. Number two, you want to have days that are your admin days. You may have 2 days of your admin days and 3 days that are your focus days. But you're looking, of course, at working with a seven-day time frame. So if you have your 2 days that you actually have off, and then you have 2 days that are your admin days are looking at all your emails, getting everything revved up for your three heavy focus days. Now, some people like two serious focus days, and they work from, you know, like 12-hour days on those two focus days, and they focus on only what I'm going to talk about in just a minute. But let's go back to our days for admin. If you want to choose 2 days for admin, you choose any 2 days that you like. And it could be where you go and do meetings, where you're actually doing networking, connecting, emails, paperwork, invoices, answering calls, returning calls. This is the area that you do those items because that's setting you up for your productive focus days. So if you then want to have days that are your productive focus days, say if you want to have 3 days or productive focused or two, it's really important that you work within the restraints of making sure that you are doing highly valued items. And if you want to know what do I mean by high value activities and items, that means that once you've determined what your core business is, so you want to make sure you do your legwork and determine what your core business is, you should only be working on items that produce revenue on your productive, highly productive days. Only work on those, no invoices. If you have a client meeting that's going to produce revenue, then that would fall under there and not in your admin day. If you're meeting with new clients, that would fall under that day. But it should be your core days that you're doing your work. That is what your focus day should be. Now, there's seven other key areas that I like to talk about that also help us get focused. And we're going to cover those now. And when you combine the other ones, you can either, you know, look at them alone or combine them together. I like to combine them together. So we want to work harder at what we do. When you work, work all the time that you're working. Don't waste the time. Don't you know, socialize and do Facebook when you're at your office working. Actually work. Work faster. You want to develop a sense of urgency. Get on with the job. Don't waste time. And you want to develop and maintain a fast tempo when you're working your activities. I always like to look at working my activities instead of giving it time. And what I mean by that is if I say, okay, I'm going to take an hour to do these invoices, I may stretch that hour out because in my mind I've got an hour, but it may only take me 15 minutes. So do the activity and not assign the time to it. So if you say you're going to do your invoices and then actually say, this is the time I think it's going to take me, and try to make it realistic. Don't just say I'm going to do invoices and don't have a time frame where you've gathered the data to know how long it's going to take. The reason is you will stretch it out and it won't take as long in your mind as you think it will. So make sure you work faster. The third thing you want to do is what I mentioned early, work on high-value activities. Remember, the number of hours you work is not nearly as important as the value of the tasks you complete, the quality and quantity of the results you achieve. So the more time you spend on high-value tasks, the greater results you'll obtain from the hours you put in. So I can't emphasize that enough. Don't just do busy work. Make sure that you're achieving, because the money you receive is based on results, not just what you say you can do, but what you can deliver. Do things that you're better at. If you're better at doing activities like newsletters or doing writing, then do more of that. If you're better at video taping or whatever it is that you're better at, make sure that you work on tasks that you're especially skilled and experienced in, so that you can accomplish that in a shorter period of time. When we're doing a learning curve, and I'm definitely not saying don't learn things, because I'm an advocate of that, but try not to do that during the times that you might have your highly productive times. Use that in your admin time frame so that that way you get better at what you're trying to achieve. Also, you want to bunch your tasks together. Do similar items and activities at the same time. So in other words, if you're writing letters, fill out all your invoice, you know, your expense reports, then go to your proposals, because all of this involves writing. You're in that mindset, you're revved up, and you're doing similar tasks. When you think you're multitasking and you're doing YouTube videos and then writing and something else, you'd be surprised. Your mind has to stop that and rev up, and it takes time. You can't go just like seamlessly through one task to another that are totally not related. Even though we think we can, we spend more time getting prepared mentally for the next thing we're getting ready to accomplish. So definitely bunch your tasks together. Also, you want to simplify your work. Try to figure out ways that you can do items that are easier and simplify it. So spend some time on looking at ways to simplify a task that right now might be a lot more challenging. And as you simplify it, you'll realize how much easier it is. I would also suggest on your highly productive focus days, work longer hours. Actually make sure that you take time to work longer hours and identify what your WIGs are, wildly important goals. Those should be what you're doing on your focus days, when those should be the things that are highly productive to making you more revenue. So remember, being productive is something that we all want to achieve, and especially when you're an entrepreneur, because the goal is not doing it yourself. The goal is to go from a single entrepreneur to an actual business owner, to where you're a leader and you're making a difference in your community and in your area of expertise, your industry. And it's great when we're looking at doing it ourselves, but we make so much more of an impact when we're able to get someone that's working with us other than our family and friends. That's the goal, and that is one of the ways that we talk about building an eight-figure business. Actually, being a leader is one of the main areas of the eight pillars that I speak about on a regular basis for building an eight-figure business. And that is very important. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Join me next week for episode number 53, season 2, where we'll discuss staying focused. We love social media, so please visit us on social media at Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Instagram, 8-Figure Business, LinkedIn, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment in the comment section about this episode or any other episode you'd like to hear, or download this episode, and make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Also, we'd love for you to find out more about our workshops. So visit our website at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com and sign up for our newsletter, which gives you some juicy information on our upcoming events and websites. Have a fantastic day, and until next time, bye-bye.